Good morning. I stand before you this morning to call the church to worship, having already been told that green is not my best color, so I apologize. Would you please stand as we hear the word of the Lord to call the church to worship? I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol had laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. With the reading of that word this morning, we can tune our hearts to realize how beneficial and how proper it is to call upon the name of the Lord as we worship, as we pray, and as we look to him.
I will call upon the
Lord.
Awake, my
Welcome once again to each and every one who's gathered here. As I said last Sunday, that line I borrowed from a song leader in another church, when he greeted his folks, he always greeted them by saying, "You've made a wise decision." So I want to compliment you this morning on making that wise decision to be in the house of the Lord. Also, I want to clarify something. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've had a lot of folks who wanted to pray for my stiff neck, my back, and my shoulders. My neck's not stiff. My shoulders don't hurt. I'm fine. It's this new headset. And the way it works, I have to kind of do this because it wraps around the back of my neck. And I was doing that, and a lot of folks said, "Can we pray for you? Your back must be bothering you. Your neck's stiff or your shoulders are hurting. Save your prayers for when I'm really sick. It's this headset." So just rest assured, I'm doing fine with this thing. And I like it because it fits around both ears. And I always had trouble with the one ear thing. So thanks to Michael Morris for making sure I had that. But it is a little bit confining. If you take your bulletin this morning and read all the announcements that are there, we have several things to share today, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail over the things that are in print, but I would remind you tomorrow night is the Habitat Dinner, and that's a big annual event for them, so read all those details. The Backpack Program for King Middle School continues, and we brought that there to your attention. Last Sunday, we had a very special corporate prayer for Emily Gooch and the birth of those twins, and they were actually born later that day, or while we were praying, I'm not sure. Denise can bring us up to date on that. In fact, if you don't mind, and we can get a microphone to Denise here in just a moment, she can kind of tell us, because we've all been praying about that. And then I'll ask if David in a moment would give us the latest update on Jerry Wilson. We'll get a microphone to David. So Denise, if you would.
Okay. All right. Yes, I want to thank everybody for your prayers, and they were much needed. When I got to the hospital, it was shortly thereafter that they went ahead and did the emergency section. and the girls were delivered. Adley was 4.3 pounds, 16 inches, and Kinley was 4 pounds and 17 inches. They did not require oxygen, intubation, anything like that. Emily had some complications that required blood transfusions, so she was of concern for a while, but she is now discharged and taken different things to build her blood levels back up. And the girls had to be transferred to UK NICU. They developed something, I don't know the entire name, but it's premature apnea something, where they would have periods where they would stop breathing. So they're still there. And they went to a step down floor, which means they're better. I thought they would come home tomorrow, but no. They might have to have their NG tubes put back in because they're still having some difficulty eating because they're still small. But praise the Lord, they're all here and everybody's on the mend. And I thank everybody. And the ladies' prayer group has been just prayer warriors for me. So I give you all kudos. Thank you. And praise the Lord.
Thank you for the update and praise the Lord. Brian, will you take that microphone over and ask David if he'd be able to bring us the latest that he has on Jerry's transplant?
Lee's doing great. Jerry had a little setback on Friday, had to go back into the hospital. He's still there, but I think they're trying to just get his medications right. But all in all, doing quite well.
Well, we thank the Lord for that, too. That's another great blessing. Last Sunday was kind of there emergencies that needed to be covered in prayer, and we're thankful for the church's response in stepping forward to pray and continuing to pray. I do have something I want to share from a former member. I felt like it was out of the New Testament vein, so to speak. Oh yes, Billy's here, and we have some more exciting news, but we need the latest, because I want to say sometimes we get a bit of news and we rush to a conclusion, or sometimes disseminate wrong information, so it's better to kind of keep it step by step. Billy, about Rich.
Okay, I don't know, I'm not going to say our whole name or something, because this is will be can listen to it on the internet, so I don't know if he wants his whole name out there.
Just give us the facts, okay. Ma'am. Just the facts.
Friday, I came home from work, and he was sitting on the back porch, and he goes, "Don't get too comfortable. You're taking me to the emergency room." This man didn't go to the doctor, okay? Long story short, we got there, and he wasn't doing too good, and they got things going better. He had a huge blood clot in his bladder, and he couldn't go to the bathroom. It had been peeing red, but then it wasn't working anymore because the blood clot was. So skipped to Sunday, and the doctor did emergency surgery on Sunday morning. And he went in and took out a huge, the whole right side of his bladder was full of what he told us was cancer, and which wasn't really what we wanted to hear, but he said he wouldn't know if it was malignant or not. We got the test results on Thursday, and we went in, and the doctor looked at the report, and he says, "Is this the right report?" And the nurse says, "Did I print the wrong one off?" And she said, and they realized it was his, and it's not malignant. Mm. And he said that he had never seen somebody with that much inside of you and everything that wasn't malignant. He was shocked. The doctor was flabbergasted. Mm. So Rich said to tell everybody thank you, and it was only by God's grace that, you know, he's okay. Mm. And he still has tests to do and procedures and all that stuff, so make sure that it's not in other parts of his body, and that it couldn't get all of it out, so it doesn't, when it comes, if it grows back, that it doesn't turn malignant.
All right, praise the, well, there's a lot of good news. Praise the Lord. what a difference a week can make from not knowing to being in a position of rejoicing over some really, really good news. In fact, let's just pause right now together, if you'll bow with me. Father, we want to corporately express our thanks to you. Last Sunday, Lord, we were calling upon you for intervention, for healing, for good reports, and we would be very, very unthoughtful if we didn't say thank you, Father. And we can only imagine the gratitude in the hearts of those who were personally touched. And for those who continue to need ongoing care, the twins and Emily, Jerry, Rich, these folks, Lord, have gone through a great hurdle, but continue to lead them, guide them, heal them, bring complete restoration and blessing. And through it all, Lord, may their hearts and minds be directed to your goodness and your grace. If someone else would like to say thank you to the Lord, I wouldn't want to rob you of that privilege. Speak it out. Amen, amen. You know, in the New Testament, all the letters that we have from Paul and from the epistles of Peter and those writers, those were letters that were circulated to various churches to be read, and we're the beneficiaries of them having been then put down in Scripture. I have a letter. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I'm going to read the highlights. How many of you remember Rich Ellis? From way back, and then about 2 years ago, his ordination was here. Well, I have received a letter from Rich, I guess it was Thursday or Friday, to all of God's people at Harrodsburg Community Church. May you have lots of grace and peace in your fellowship. It's been too long since I've had any communication with you. I was praying yesterday, and the Holy Spirit nudged me to write to you and thank you for investing in me and my family in different ways since 1987. I'm not sure if it's appropriate to mention that when I lost my teaching job in Harrodsburg, how you gave us a love offering so big that I couldn't even comprehend what you'd done. I thought, what will I do with this much money? Well, we needed every bit of it for our move to Berkeley Springs. But we have never gone without what we needed. The church that called us to West Virginia paid our mortgage for us for almost a year when we got there. When I contacted Terry about getting ordained for ministry, I was so blessed by how seriously he walked through that with me. The elders didn't lead me through a religious obstacle course. They knew a lot about me and only asked two kinds of questions. One, was I still believing the same things I had always believed about the Lord and His revelation, the Bible? And two, was I living my life in the Spirit and putting to death sin in my life? The elders even apologized for not inviting me to be ordained 20 years earlier. Parenthesis, if any of this is not correct or not as you remember it, please correct me, because I'm writing in praise to God for how you've loved me. I'm hoping to write to you from the Holy Spirit, but I wanted to remind you of who you have been in my life. When Steele Harmon brought me to you in the winter of 1987, I was so refreshed by the way you worshiped and the plain teaching from the Bible. As I got to know you, you were teaching me, as did Steele and FCA, the basics of how to value and love people. From the Lord, I want to tell you to keep your lamps lit. There will be more travelers coming by who need a place to sit with you a while and share your light. Feed them and love them as if they were your own children. Ride forward in whatever God has shown you to do. Do it boldly and don't hold back. Be patient with each other. Be better to each other than you've been so far, even though you've been so kind. Try to outdo each other in showing honor. So he said, everything else that is coming to mind is just rewordings of the Bible, and you have Bibles. If any of these words are not good or not for you, please disregard. I do know that I love you and that God draws you into my mind and spirit many days of the year. So I will post this letter on the bulletin board so you can read it in its entirety, because there are some specifics about the change of direction in his life and ministry and so forth, and I didn't want to take all that time. I wanted to read the things that he wrote to bless this congregation and to encourage you in what you have done and what God is still calling you to do. Last Sunday, I tried to take a survey of how many students were here from kindergarten through 12th grade. And I hope there's no more than 12. That's what I've prepared for as best I could. How many students are here that are in kindergarten or grade 12, started school this year? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I counted one who didn't hold his hand up. Maybe two, I'm not sure. So, I'm going to run the risk asking all those students who just held up their hands to come up and make a line. We want to bless you today. So if you'll come up here and just make a straight line from here over to here, and just, you'll get something for it. Make a straight line right across. You can start. Just stand with your heels against this and look out at the congregation, all right? So they can see what a fine group of kids we have here. Just go on around the corner a little. Somebody let Abby in there. We could get you all arranged all by height, but I don't think we've done a real good job of that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Is God providential or what? Lost my glasses. We're really stealing ideas all the time. And my wife did this for First Baptist. There's 7-Up logos. And everybody gets a 7-Up, by the way. If you don't like it, you can trade it in for a Mountain Dew. But I know your parents would prefer you stayed on 7-Up. This is 7 uplifting ways to start the school year. Wake up. Decide to have a good day. Psalm 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Number 2, dress up. The best way to dress up is to put on a smile. Smile is an inexpensive way to improve your looks. Y'all doing pretty good on the smiling end. Shush up. Say nice things and learn to listen. Proverbs 19:20 says, get all the advice you can so you'll be wise the rest of your life. Number 4, stand up. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Number 5, look up. Look up to the Lord, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me the strength. Number six, reach up for something higher. Always try to better yourself. And number seven, lift up. Lift up your prayers. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And so, now hold on. We're just going to give you one of these. You can use it as a bookmark. You can use it, I think, hopefully, we have the plainer ones for the boys, the cuter ones for the girls. And we might, oh yes, I'm going to make sure all these boys get a good one that doesn't look too dainty. There's one dainty for you little girls. Abby, let's take the tag off this, Steve and Roger. We don't want DeLorean. You want a boy one, right? All right. Now, each of you, on your, we're going to pray, and I'm going to ask each of you to get your seven up, and I would ask you not to open it during church. Those things do explode, all right? Folks, on a much more serious note, I don't know if I can say this without becoming emotional. My heart aches for these kids who are growing up in this culture and going to school and facing what they face. Kindergartners coming home playing school and saying, shh, it's time for lockdown. This is a tough, tough thing. Guys, I want to tell you, when I was in school, I know it was a long, long, long time ago. It was safe, it was fun, and I hope you all find safe places and can have fun and can enjoy your school experience. Practice some of these things. Let's bow together. Father, you see these kids and these 12 young people from kindergartners to seniors are in an environment that is tough, not just the stress of learning and making grades, but the stress of peer pressure, of values that they have to search through to determine what they really believe. We ask, Father, we come together corporately to ask your blessing, your protection, your wisdom, your love, and your grace to sustain them each and every day of this school year and in the school years that follow. Bless their parents, give them courage and strength, guide them through this, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. So, Abby, go get a 7-Up. Y'all watch, Caleb, wait a minute. but I'm going to embarrass you in a minute if you don't behave. He kicked extra points last night. First game of the season, he missed the first two. But he's 10 out of 10 since, and I'm not proud at all. All right, go ahead, DeLorean. Get you a 7-Up and go sit with Grandpa Steve. Just Brady, go ahead, and y'all just make a line around there. Aren't these wonderful kids? They're just so, they really are. Go ahead, Madison, get you a 7-Up. Go ahead and get a 7-Up. And she doesn't like 7-Up, John. Yeah, Mallory, you can get one too. And yeah, oh, she and Madison, yeah. Evidently, girls have to go get their 7-Ups together too.
At least when they're six.
Great job, girls. And Chloe's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And this is Hannah and Gavin and Dylan. These young folks have been visiting with us. Some of you haven't gotten a chance to know them. They're Danville Boyle County kids. And Dylan, you want to get one? Yes, sir. Please feel free. Now, I know I have just done the improper and the unspeakable. Embarrassing young folks, but they're pretty good sports about it. All right. We're going to cover, Brandy, all six of those Bible study questions from 1 Peter 1, if we can, or however many is there. We finally finished. The reason I said that, for those 12 verses, it took us 3 weeks, so we were a little off course on that. Whatever questions we have are the ones that we will answer. This next Wednesday, we start with verse 13. That was the trick question that never got corrected. What term does Peter use to describe those scattered in the dispersion? It was not the church. Somebody tell me what it was. Pilgrims. We did that for a trick. Number two, what is reserved in heaven for believers? Their inheritance, that is eternal life, and the rewards that go with that. Question number three, what is tested by various trials? Our faith, the genuineness of our faith, we'll be focusing on that today in our study of Abraham. Question number four, who searched and inquired concerning the wonder of our salvation? Those Old Testament prophets, they wondered who and when and what it was all about. Number five, did the Old Testament prophets minister to themselves? No, they did not. And number six, this is not a trick question. We just gave you the answer. Through whose power is the gospel preached? Power of the Holy Spirit. So we finish that study, verses 13 through 25, for this coming week in 1 Peter. Is there anything that I might have forgotten or left out? From Hurricane Harvey, yes. It is Harvey, right? Isn't that what they're calling that? We want to pray for those folks affected by that, yes. All right, and I kind of blew that a little bit, but let's put those up there because there are other folks. Today, Chloe and Bob Rogers. The 28th, Brandy Lehman and DeLorean Clark. Happy birthday. And then Wednesday the 30th, Rich and Billy Hullings, and I'm sure celebration will be a little more enjoyable with a little more optimism with the good news of Rich's test results. Now, is there anything else I might have forgotten? It was a full morning. I knew it was going to be. So if that be the case, we'll pray for those folks who are suffering the ravages of Hurricane Harvey and in its path, and pray that God will be with those people and help them pull together as they deal with this natural disaster. Peggy, would you mind to offer that prayer since it's on your heart? Please. Yes. And yes, Father, we agree with the words of that prayer, and we do so corporately, in unity, and lift it up before you in Jesus' name. Amen. We dismiss the children to Children's Church along with their workers at this time.
We try to do what's called a blended service here at Community, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We've neglected the psalms pretty much lately, and so one of the songs at the beginning was a psalm, I Will Call Upon the Lord. And this one, Psalm 105, it was recorded in the Psalms, but it was first recorded in, I believe, the book of Samuel or Kings, when Solomon dedicated the Tabernacle of David. It was a prayer he prayed, and this is just a few verses out of it. So stand with me as we sing.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Give thanks unto the Lord.
Let us call upon his name.
Let us call upon his name.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Let us call upon his name.
Let us call upon his name.
And glory in his holy name, Jesus. Glory in his holy name. Glory in his holy name, Jesus. Glory in his holy name. Sing songs of praise to him.
Sing songs of praise to him.
Tell of all his wondrous works.
Tell of all his wondrous works.
Sing songs of praise to him. Tell of all his wondrous works.
Tell of all his wondrous works.
And glory in his holy name, Jesus. Glory in his holy name. Glory in his holy name, Jesus. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of them rejoice,
let the hearts of them rejoice,
that seek the Lord our God. Let the hearts of them rejoice, that seek the Lord our God. Glory in his holy name, Jesus. Glory in his holy name. Glory in his holy name, Jesus. Glory in his holy name. Seek the Lord and his strength.
Seek the Lord and his strength.
Seek his face forevermore. Seek the Lord and his strength.
Seek the Lord and his strength.
Seek his face forevermore.
Seek his face forevermore.
And glory in his holy name, Jesus. Glory in his holy name. Glory in his holy name, Jesus. Glory in his holy name. Take me past the outer courts, into the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, and the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts, into the holy place. Past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, and the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found one place. Take me into the holy.
Thank you that by the blood of Jesus we can come into the Holy of Holies, into your presence, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Father, thank you for your presence here with us today. Continue to bless us with your presence as you teach us and guide us by your Spirit through the Word. In Jesus' name, amen.